Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We have Riley County Agricultural Extension Agent Greg McClure. Had him on for the whole hour. You thought you only had enough material and things to talk about for 30 minutes. Here we are.
I imagine your listeners probably think the same thing.
I've been enjoying it. I think it's been some great content. Before we put you on the In Focus hot seat, we'll do that at the very end. But I want to wrap up with a few things. Actually, just remind folks of a couple things, just some of the things we talked about this morning about the wheat plot tour. Again, that's going to be Wednesday, May 30th at 6:30 p.m. That'll be at 6830 Rose Hill Road in Randolph, Kansas. Bruce Kampf is going to be showing off some of the plots over there.
We'll have our party in Bruce's backyard.
Yeah.
So Bruce actually has a fairly new house, so chance to kind of sneak in, see what he's got there. I don't know if he gives a tour or not, but
It'll be okay. Yep.
We'll be in Bruce's backyard. We'll probably slip into his shop. You know, we'll see what we do.
And reservations by noon on that by May 29th. You can register online at www.riley.ksu.edu. You can also just call 785-537-6350 if you're interested in that. We were also talking about the tractor safety course coming up. That'll be Friday, May 25th and Tuesday, May 29th, 9 to 4 on day one, 9 to 3 on the second day. It'll be at Canequip in Wamego. Cost is $30. Includes course materials and lunch. Both days, youth ages 12 and up are welcome. Also, they are required to provide proof of 2 hours of driving instruction from their parent or employer before being issued a certificate. A couple other things on as far as registration, Greg, you said that is coming up. And if they want to sign up for that, they need to enroll at www.potawatomi.ksu.edu. Or you can also call Riley County Extension Office at 785-537-6350.
That's right. If you can't spell Potawatomi, call my office.
There you go.
We'll take care of it for you.
There'll be somebody in there that can
tell you. We'll figure
it
out.
Can they just not always use Pot County?
Well,
I know they don't like to. You know,
I tend to do that on stuff that I write for them, and they say, Greg, could you spell that out for me?
Yeah.
Just put that, they want it spelled out. So, yes. Okay. I don't blame them.
I guess I'll go with AP style. First reference, you go Potawatomi County. Second reference, Pot County.
Look at you.
Yeah,
you know, such the professional.
They actually have a lot more fun county name. You know, they're the jokes. I'm sure you've heard all of those.
I haven't. Please tell
Raleigh,
them
the rally, the Pot County Fair. Come to the Pot County Fair for a smoking good time.
You know, really? I was not aware of that.
Well, real quick, Greg, just a couple other things. You said soybean planting is going strong. If you want to update on some of that planting real quick before we put you on the hot seat.
So, what's going on in the ag world right now? So most of our corn should be planted here in Riley County. Next thing we move to is soybean planting, and they're going at it. So put soybeans in the ground, and next crop that we'll try to get in the ground would be grain sorghum. And there isn't nearly as much grain sorghum now as there used to be. Got more corn. So corn, soybeans is going to catch most of it. And then in the midst of all of this, it's about time to harvest alfalfa. And then I always like to make a prediction for wheat harvest. I don't know. What did I choose? I think I saw wheat headed on the 14th of May. Maybe it had a little sooner than that. So add 6 weeks. That gets us to about the 25th of June. So that would be a little bit later. We'll see how close I am on that. And then when I make my predictions, I figure that the wheat harvest always starts on a Sunday. And so I'll go with June 24th.
All right, we'll lock that down. Let's go ahead and what's some other things we can do? Oh, it's time.
Oh, yeah.
And this feels good on a Friday. Close out the Friday show of In Focus with the In Focus hot seat. Riley County Extension Agent Greg McClure.
With Greg.
Four questions. Question one, what's your favorite crop?
Who asked these kind of questions?
You've never asked that one before.
Right now, soybeans, because it's the one that might make me some money.
Okay. See, that's easy.
Okay.
No bead of sweat. You're doing fine.
Yeah, I can handle this.
Question two on the In Focus hot seat with Riley County Extension Agent Greg McClure. What's your favorite tractor?
My favorite tractor? You know, I don't care as long as the thing runs.
As long as it runs.
I grew up with all different colors and didn't get a deer until Dad didn't get a deer until after I was gone. I will admit that the old John Deere does handle a lot nicer than the old International.
All right.
Them's fighting words.
I know.
Dude.
The phone's going to light
You're
up
lucky
now.
There's three panes of glass separating us this morning.
That's true. Dave, you're an international guy.
Yeah. My grandpa was a McCormick Deering dealer back in the, right after
McCormick
the
Deering.
Depression.
How old is grandpa?
Well, that was from 1919 to 1939. He guaranteed when he sold a thresher that it would work. He would come out and personally set it up.
Well, that's what
he sold
be.
More threshers in Kansas than anybody.
How about that?
In Elmo, Kansas.
And you ended up in radio.
Well, and this goes back to the previous conversation when you were talking about hog houses. Because we didn't have those fancy things. We had scoops.
Yeah.
Scoop shovels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good times, too.
Oh, boy.
Question three on the In Focus hot seat with Riley County Extension agent Greg McClure. So far, no sweat. Handling these tough questions pretty easily so far. But here's one. What's the most important thing you learned in high school? It is graduation weekend, so what is that most important lesson of high school for you?
That is a tough question. I at this point, I don't sure I knew I learned it in high school, but I'll tell you, I think the most important thing is that it ends and you get out in the real world and you don't have to deal with high school anymore.
There is
some people think high school is the best time in the world. I think it's something to get through and move on to the real world.
All right. Finally, question four on the In Focus hot seat, Riley County Extension agent Greg McClure. And this is how I always end the hot seat with this question.
I should listen so I would be prepared.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Be a nice move.
Yeah.
What is something people can do right now to make the world a better place?
Just be nice to people.
Just be nice.
Just be nice
simple
to people.
That.
It's simple as that.
And how do they be nice, though?
You smile. You shake
their hands.
You
it.
Talk to them. Is this like foreign to you, Brady,
so
be nice
is like
to people?
Treat people with respect.
Okay. Greg, I think you've done a great job today.
Well, thank you.
Does that start?
That'll work.
All right. That wraps it all up. You made it the whole hour. I knew you could.
We're not doing this again.
Riley County Extension agent Greg McClure, thanks so much for stopping in and talking with us. Miss the show, it's on demand a little later today on newsradio.kman.com. Have a good weekend. Congratulations, grads. See you Monday.
Clark Howard comes up next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick, a little bit of the game, and then it's K-State baseball at 4:30. I'm Dave Lewis. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you back here Monday with Brady and Mitch.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.